It's hard to tell, and it's hard to say sometimes what my favorite parts of Bible school are. But this is one of them. I like to hear your heart and testimony of what God has done. And like I said, your commitments, your prayers. You know, there's something about speaking it out that makes a difference. You can make a commitment in your heart and that's good, but to actually verbalize it, let somebody else know, kind of settled is in your heart. So if you have something like that you would like to just settle in your heart this afternoon, or anything you want to share, we welcome you to share. What we'll do, we'll form a line over here for the young men, form a line over here for the young ladies, for you to share. When you come up here, give your name and where you're from, and speak clearly, not too fast, slowly. I know that sometimes you get to thinking about what you have to say, and so you just say it without thinking about, are they actually understanding what I'm saying? So I'd say, take your time. We'll give you 3 whole minutes to say what you want to say. At that point, if you're going a little too long, I'll hold this up. I'll hold it up right here, so you know, not everybody has to see it. Unless you'd rather me hold it up like this. You like that better? For you young men, I'll do like this. For the young ladies, I'll do this down here. Okay, we plan to be dismissing at 5 o'clock. That's when supper is, so I'd encourage you, you know, like they say at auctions, you heard them say before, get your bids in early. I'd encourage you, go ahead and if you want to say something, and I realize that as people come up here and share, you may be inspired to share something yourself that you haven't thought of now. So, so I'll give you 3 minutes, and like I said, we're going to just hear what you have to say. You'll be thinking about coming up. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say it's been a blessing to be here this week. And I've been blessed by many friends here. It's been a blessing to be among you and be one of you and share this week. And the blessing that it's been for me is tremendous, and I hope it's been a blessing for each one. The message that probably stood out to me the most was Monday when Mark shared on our relationship with our fathers. And I have an improving relationship with my father, and there's been some hard things there in the past, but by God's grace, it's my desire to go home and submit to him and work on improving the relationship yet further. So you can pray for me in that, and I desire to walk with the Lord, and that's part of walking with the Lord is being in submission to authority. And so I've not always been the best example in that, so by God's grace I want to change. So
It was a blessing being here. I'm Matthew Zimmerman from Hillsboro, Wisconsin, and this is my first year, and I was very blessed. The first evening message really spoke to me, and I realized that I had bitterness in my life that I was holding against my parents and stuff that I confessed, and I endeavor to forgive and be free from that, and I feel that God has done a great work in my life this week, and thank you for having Bible school for us.
Okay, my name's Dean Saxton. I'm from Ruidoso, New Mexico. I only have a short amount of time. I have a special little message on my heart that I've been thinking about. just in general, and this is something that plagued me. I'm 28, so I'm a little bit older than a lot of people in here. And yeah, so, but what plagued me in my earlier years when I was younger was this, this fear of man's opinion. And I think a lot of us, you know, I mean, I was raised in a Christian home. My parents sheltered me a lot, which is a blessing, and I love that. But fear, you know, and I remember reading through the Bible and reading that Romans 1:16, where it says, "For I'm unashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." And I think that although a lot of us do believe, we do confess Jesus Christ as our Lord, a lot of us keep it to ourselves, to a fault. We come here and we get fed and we listen to the preaching and we've got this great week of just spiritual power. I mean, some of these guys, Mark Miller, Clinton Wolf, the Fox, and I forgot what the other guy was. Mose was great. You know, each one of these guys are speaking from experience and their age and their years in the ministry, their years telling, you know, of evangelism and of church life. And but I think to a fault, a lot of times it's easy for the Christian to keep the Bible schools and the church life and all that confined inside the church. We don't go out and minister, and we watch as everyone around us goes to hell. So is the power of God into salvation. And I remember thinking about that verse and thinking about how ashamed I was of the gospel because I was not vocal. I did not tell my friends. I mean, I'd invite them to church and stuff like that, and kind of. But as far as being vocal about the you know, God's testimony to my life, being vocal about what God has done in my life, and telling people about the truth, because a lot of people, like what God said about Nineveh, they really don't know the right from the left. You know, when we talk about things that make us sound crazy, like modesty, like standards, like being obedient to parents, honoring your parents, you know, just these different things that they have no recollection of, and they've never really experienced. Yeah, I just wanted to say, just to encourage you guys to be unashamed for your faith and just be bold. I know it's hard and I know it's difficult, but I got to be more bold through prayer, through fasting, through seeking God. And I'll just share this really quickly. Revelations 21:8, where it says, "But the fearful." And the fearful is a part of that list of people that will go to hell. So I think that that's something to think about, is that our fear is a problem in and of itself if we can't, through God and His grace, work through it to be able to be bold about Him and His truth. And thank you for listening. It's rare that I get a captive audience, so I try to take advantage of it.
Hello, my name is Heidi Yoder, and I'm from Maryland. And I just thought I would share just a little bit of my personal testimony. My first year of Bible school was, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. I was 17. I wasn't born again. And it was a pretty, it was a good week, but it was pretty awful for for me, because I wasn't born again and just under conviction the whole week long. And so I know what it's like to go through a week of Bible school, to not surrender, to be convicted, and to just feel so lost and yet ignoring God. And and I think ignoring that really took me down afterwards. And 5 months later, I was born again, and I'm so thankful that I took that step. I don't regret it at all. Never regretted it. I have, without trying to, I have had times where I've distanced myself from the Lord, but then He just always is faithful, gently draws me back. And Bible school has been a major blessing in my life, just big stepping stones in my spiritual life, and I feel this week was really refreshing, and I just wanted to praise the Lord and encourage you all that God is faithful. There's no need to fear Him, and I hope you can find the joy that He gives. God bless you all.
Hi, I'm Russell Malco from Tennessee, Cookeville, Tennessee. I just wanted to thank each one of you guys that spent the time here to put this thing on for us students and take the time out of your week when you could be doing other things, making money, and to sacrifice your time for others. God bless.
My name is Grace Vermont. I'm from Fielding, New Brunswick. I'm the only person from New Brunswick, so I decided I better get up here. This is my second year, and both years have been very good. And last year they talked about relationships with your parents, but this year it really hit home with me, and I want to go home and have a good relationship with my mom, not just, we get along, we get together, and not that we fight or anything, but to develop a good relationship. And I thought that the point Mark pointed out about when your brother starts courting a girl, he wants to sit beside her, was really good, because that's just happened to me. My brother doesn't sit beside me very much anymore. He's sitting with his girlfriend. So, yeah, I thought that was a really good point, and I want to go home, and I want to carry it out. And, yeah, thank you all for taking time out to spend, where it's just, messages pointed at youth, and it's kind of different. And I really appreciate the effort y'all put out to helping us. Thank you.
I'm Ray McArdle, originally from New York, then Lancaster County, now Cumberland, Virginia. Anybody who knows me knows why I haven't gotten up here in the last few years. It's hard for me to keep it under 3 minutes. But I committed to taking the challenge this year. So I thought it was very important to testify to the godsend of Youth Bible School. This is my fourth year. And in a bittersweet way, final year, it's just very special to me to be brought from such immorality and just the gutter level to a vision of radical Christianity and being a Christian on purpose and with a purpose. My first year was in 2016, and someone had said the words to me. Well, it was 2015. I sat in on some sessions, and someone had said to me, "You should apply next year. It could change your life." And I just want to testify that it did.
Hello, I'm Martha Friesen. I'm from Canada, Ontario. I just wanted to kind of share about Mark Miller's message about your relationship with your parents. I was quite the rebellious teenager, so I put my mom through a lot of heartache. But after I became a Christian, I lost all my friends. I was alone, but she was there. She was there the whole time, and we became so close. That relationship that he was talking about, that was God's will. I felt like I had that with my mom. But it didn't take long, and she was diagnosed with cancer. And then a year after, she passed. So I just wanted to share that I'm very blessed that I had that opportunity to have that relationship with my mom before that. But I hope you all know that there is no guarantee that they'll be here for long either, that they will be taken soon as well. So don't waste that time. May God bless you all. Thank you.
I won't do this with everybody. I want to bless Martha. You know, there's a... That's a tremendous testimony. She could have put it off. Her mother's gone. Don't put it off.
Okay, hello, I'm Kilabesh, and I'm from Philippi, and I want to thank for the cooks, and I want to thank for my pig beater, Jim Weaver, and yes, and I have a verse that I just memorized it, I just studied it, and I memorized it. It says, "My little children, there are things I write to you, even your sin not any man, we have advice of Father Jesus Christ and righteousness, and he that petition for our sins, he is not meant only, but also sins the whole world. But hereby we do knew that, knowing him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I knew him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. Even the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth the word in him, verily the love of God, perfect hereby knew that he that are in him, he saith, abiding in him, taught himself also to walk even as he walked." And I'm going to let you know I have a birthday this Friday on the 15th. God bless you.
I'm Valerie Dyke from Ontario, Canada. I really appreciate this week as well. I liked how it was all very clear and not room for excuses, especially Stanley Fox's messages. It was just plain, this is what it is, and there's not room for any excuses. I know one of the preachers said something like, God doesn't forgive excuses. I really appreciated the message this morning. Life is often made confusing because of, we make it confusing. But our freedom in Christ is not freedom to sin. It's not being forced to obey, but doing it out of a love relationship for Jesus. And I want to go home and truly love Jesus with all of my heart and live for him out of love, not out of duty.
All right. Well, I think this is the biggest crowd I've ever spoken to. But, yeah, my name is Colin Yoder. And this is my first year here, but I've really enjoyed it. It's been very wonderful for me. And I can definitely say the Lord's done a great work in my heart. All the messages have been wonderful. I really appreciate Brother Clinton's messages. He went very detailed talking about sin and just going through that sheet of paper he had, and I really appreciated that because that just really cemented my life, how much I need to hate sin and that sort of thing. And of course, Stanley Fox's messages were very powerful, got some things right. And I appreciated Brother Miller's messages about probably the most. Well, there's a couple. The one that I really liked was. He talked about having a good relationship with your father, your parents. And I told some people, I do have a pretty good relationship with my parents. It's quite good, but it could be better, and I want it to be better. So I do want to go home and have a better relationship with my father and, you know, honor him completely and respect him. And there was one other message I was going to mention. And he talked about having a deeper walk. There's a couple, but having a deeper walk with God, that was really good. That we don't ever want to plateau. We should never be content to stay where we are. We always want to be growing, going upward. And I do realize, like we were talking about Christian life, there is ups and downs, but we should be going forward. So I pray that the Lord will help me to do that when I go home. So it's been great being here.
Hello. I'm Juanita Byler from Mexico, and I just want to share with you what impressed me the most from this week. I just really saw clearly how radical the Christian life is. We can't just be normal to really follow all the teachings of Jesus. We have to be radical. We won't just happen to be on the straight and narrow way. A quote I recently heard: "We never grow closer to God when we just live life. It takes deliberate pursuit and attentiveness." So my encouragement to all of you is, don't be ashamed. Also, a question that one of the preachers asked this week: what do you truly aspire to become, and what steps are you taking to get there? So that really made me think. To all who made this Bible school happen, you have become my heroes.
My name is Kevin Swartz, and I'm from Old Washington, Ohio. I would just like to say that I became a Christian this week, and I would appreciate all your prayers as I begin my Christian walk. That's it.
My name is Akrissa Dyke, and I'm from Ruthven, Ontario, Canada. I was truly blessed this week by all the messages, how they fit so well together. First, overcoming sin was very good for me to hear. And then on to solidifying a direction in my youth. I can put down things that I want to strive to do and grow closer with Him. Thank you to all that made this happen.
Hello, I am number 229, or also known as Zook 3, or Anthony Zook. And I'm from Villisca, Iowa, and this is my first Bible school. I was very blessed by all the messages, especially Mark Miller. I want to give you a big thank you for all your good messages, and I feel that I can improve on all of the stuff that you said. And yeah, when you're down there, you think this is, there's a lot of people here, and it's going to be a little bit hard. But when you get up here, there's a lot of people up here, or down there. But yeah. So I want to thank everyone for putting this Bible school together, and it was very blessed. Thank you.
My name is Lisa Reimer. I'm from Ontario, Canada. Two prayers that were on my heart before I came here to Bible school were a closer walk with God and or a deeper walk with God, and closer to my family, especially my mom. And both of those prayers were answered this week. We were given very good practical tips on how to go about with that. And I'm very excited to go home and put those tips to practice and just watch God work in my life and in my those around me. And ask for your prayers, and those answers would be very appreciated. And thank you, speakers, for being willing to be used by God to speak to us. Thank you.
All right, everyone. My name is Abel Boyce, and I'm 17 years old, and I'm from Denver, Pennsylvania, but that's not important. What's really important is what Jesus has done and what Jesus is wanting to do on our lives and who He is. And it's important that He gets all the glory. Before I applied for Bible school, I was thinking of applying, and I'm like, why am I coming? Why am I wanting to come? And I thought, I'm not going to apply until I know why I'm coming. And so, as I was thinking, I thought of something. It might not be that big, but I thought, well, I want to come to see other young people, to see other young people who are wanting to follow God, to see other young people who are wanting to give Jesus everything they got. And also, I wanted to come to be an influence to other people. And I've seen that goal for coming come true this week. And that's exciting. So I came back this year a totally different person than I was back last year. And a lot of reasons that, you know, things that were talked, preached. You know, I think it was Brother Mark Miller. He said, he talked about the rich young ruler. And Jesus said, one thing thou lackest. It was under, as someone was giving a talk, and they were asking, what is that one thing? And I wanted a deeper relationship with God, but I was not getting it. And God showed me that one thing. He showed me that was my business. And I told God, it took a while. First of all, I told God no. But finally, I said, God, I give you everything. And then I quit my business, and God showed me how that He had chosen me to live my life for others, to live my life serving others. And that is what I want to inspire other people to do. What is that one thing that God is wanting us to give? I think God wants us to give everything. And if there's one thing holding back, that's going to keep us from our relationship with God. And so, I'm excited to see these young people who got to listen to this awesome preaching. The preaching of us not living in those fancy houses, not driving those fancy cars. I'm excited to see these people that have got to hear this. And I'm excited to see what these young people are going to do. There's so much potential here in this room. We get to go and serve others. So, I'm going to give Jesus everything I've got. Will you go with me? Thank you.
My name is Kendra Lichtenberger, and I'm from Denver, Pennsylvania. And I wanted to thank you all who did something to help with this Bible school. There was a lot that stuck out to me, but especially I want to go home and put forth effort to spend time with my parents to build up the relationship with them. And also God has shown me this week a lot of lack of purpose in my walk with Him, and I want to go home and change that and make purposeful choices to walk with God. Thank you all.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Joseph Hiller. I'm from Ontario, Canada. And this is my first year here at Bible School. I was very blessed to be here. Especially near the end, I found that I could feel God working here, and He really spoke to a lot of things that in my life that I feel like He wants to call me higher in. And I really appreciated the message, A Way of Escape, and just kind of an overall view for me was changed, kind of, because I'm tempted to think that I can do it on my own and feel like I just have to try harder and I can achieve it. But the truth is I can't. I can't do it on my own strength. And so I was really encouraged through this past week just to submit to God and let Him use me. And even in my shortcomings where I feel like I'm not enough, God can use those for His own glory as well. And just to thank God for the trials that come in my life, that just that I would use that for His glory and not use that as a stumbling block that keeps me from moving forward. I have a couple verses here. Just along the line of overcoming sin. 1 John 1:7 says, "But if you walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." And just to be able to walk in the light, and just, I was reminded in the evening messages about how it's nothing, no sin, no pleasure that we get from sin is worth just giving up for the, like, that those pleasures fade away anyway. And just looking at eternity, how we will look back and we will see, I think, in a different light than what we see now. And I just want to have that mindset going through life, just that when I look back on my life someday in heaven, that I would look back and see that I lived it for Jesus and that He received all the glory. And that was just a real blessing. I really enjoyed spending time with the young guys that I got to know. I could feel God working through the relationships I made here, and I just praise God for that. Thank you for all the messages that were prepared. Lots of time went into it, and it was a real blessing to me. And something this morning, I spent some time, just went on a walk, and just was able to connect with God. And I think that's because of what I heard this week. And I feel like I'm closer to God, and I want to continue to draw closer, even leaving here, knowing that, you know, I won't be surrounded by believers as much as I am here and the support I have here, but Jesus is always with me and His Spirit's there to guide me. So I just thank you and God bless you all.
Wow, there are quite a few of you. My name is Connor Stolzhus. First of all, I'm from Harmony, North Carolina, and I just want to say that this week has been so wonderful for me. And not because of all the fantastic messages and all the great people, but because God was here. And I just want to praise God that He works in our lives. And one thing I think God has really showed me this week is that, well, like David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with me. And I just can really testify to that this week. For the past few months, I've really been struggling with a lot of doubts and fears. And looking back, first of all, this week, God has just really shown Himself to me. And in light of Him revealing how much He cares for me this week, I look back and see that God was walking with me the whole time. Even though I didn't always necessarily feel Him, God was with me, and I even see how the struggle was so beneficial for me, and I know it was His purpose, because I saw Him, looking back, I see Him all the way, and just exciting that in the struggles that you may have in your life, struggles don't separate you from God. God is still walking beside you, and He's going to use these struggles in a way that will glorify Him and be insanely wonderful. And God does not plan small, and we're all part of His huge plan. So I just want to praise God, praise Him for His wonderful love for all of us. And that's all I have.
My name is Emily Smith, and I'm from Cologne, Iowa. And as I was thinking about the testimony time this year, I was not planning on sharing, but as it got closer to the end of the week, I felt like God really wanted me to at least come up here and praise His name for His goodness and faithfulness. If it wouldn't be for that, then all that teaching that we heard this week would be in vain. But He is very faithful, and I was very grateful for the opportunity to sit under the teaching of the Word again this week. We heard many very sobering, very important truths, and I just feel like we really shouldn't take them lightly. As many of you know, I've been here a few years, and this year I felt a little different. I know I have a long ways to go, but I felt like as I listened to the preaching, there's many of these things that I have strived to put into practice in my life over the years, and it definitely makes a big difference where we go. And all the diligence and effort and self-denial and things that it takes to put these truths into practice is all worth it. That doesn't mean it's easy, but it's definitely worth it. The little things that God speaks to our heart, I've seen the reality in my own life and in many other people's lives that have been here at Bible school with me over the years, where those little choices take them. And two things from the week that I really want to take home was Brother Clint on Friday was talking about gazing often upon the cross of Jesus and all that he's done for us and just taking that time to see what he really did for us until it moves us. And he shared a really touching story of a young boy that was in a burning house and the man came and saved him. And then in the courtroom when they were deciding who he would go to, the man held up his hands and they saw the scars and they allowed him to have the young boy. Anyway, it was very, just made me see in a new way what Christ has done for me. And then also Brother Stanley's last message, he talked about two different things that as I face the days ahead, I want to think about these. The first one was, where will I be a million years from now? But think about that in light of everyday little tiny decisions, things that seem of no importance, but where will this take me in a million years? And also he said, do whatever it takes, however often, and as thorough as you need to in order to reach heaven's divine destination. And I just want to be willing to do that every day. This one chorus song that we sang, the second verse is the prayer of my heart as I go home. It says, I have nothing worth thy taking, thou whom heavenly hosts adore, but my heart is longing, yearning to be thine forevermore. So I come to thee, Lord Jesus, laying in surrender meet, all I am and have and hope for, all I love at thy dear feet.
So good afternoon. I'm Jason Byler. I live in East Earl, about 25 minutes away from here. So, yeah, all the sessions this week were incredibly inspirational for me. One thing that really stood out to me was at the end of one of Brother Moses' sessions, he said, so he was talking about the charismatic movement and all that. He said, I want truth. I want reality. And that's what I want to see in my church service. And that was so inspirational. That really resonated with me because, you know, the world is so confused and they have entertainment, they have emotionalism, but what they don't have is the truth, and we have the truth that can set them free. And that's what I want to, that's the truth is what I want to take to the world and introduce them. And Jesus is the truth and he's alive and he lives in our hearts. So thank you.
I'm Becca Probert from Northern Idaho. God has been really good this week. When I came here, I just kind of came because everybody else was, and I didn't really think about not coming. But I knew I was. I knew that there were some things in my life that were damaging my walk with God. And I tried to get right with him, but I guess most of the reason was I didn't really want to. And I came here and Clinton was talking about, he talked about first session. He said, there is a way of escape. And I kind of felt trapped a bit. And so it was good to hear that way of escape. But he didn't leave us just there. He told us about the way of escape. And sometimes it takes effort. And I wasn't sure still I wanted to do this. Even though I knew there was a way of escape, I didn't really sure I wanted to take it. And I went back. I went after evening service. I ended up talking to a girl. I didn't go back. And she says, you know, you need to make a decision. She says you need to know who you are going to identify with. And are you going to identify yourself, continue to identify yourself as a child of God, or are you going to give up, basically? And that's how she kind of left it with me. And I just want to say that there is a way of escape, and I have chosen to identify myself as a child of the King. And keep that identity, and
choosing that way of escape takes effort. You don't just get it free automatically. You have to work for it. And I just want to say it's a neat feeling to feel free. And I want that for all of you sitting out here to be free. And you guys can all pray for me as I go home that I can stay free. God bless you all.
I'm Rudy Friesen from Hinds Creek, Alberta. If you're wondering where it is, you can look it up on the map. I was really, I really liked the message that Mark Mueller had about unashamedly serving Christ, what he shared about that Muslim man praying beside his truck in public. It made me wonder, wow, if every Christian would do that, that would be a strong testimony. And that is my desire, to unashamedly serve Christ with all my heart, that nobody who knows me will be able to, that everybody who knows me would be able to clearly see whom I am living for. And another thing, that his last message, he spoke of being accountable to leaders and leaders of our church and our parents. And I want to go home and I want to be accountable to my parents, to the leaders, and just continue to grow in my Christian walk and be a blessing where I can. And my prayer is that God will continue to work in my heart and prepare me for whatever He has for the future. And I just want to thank all of you that you put this together. It's been a real blessing, and I'm looking forward to next year. I'd like to come back, but if the Lord comes back before that, I want to see each one of you in heaven.
I am Jeanette Nolt, and I am from Iowa. This is my first year here, and I would just like to give a special thanks to everybody who made this happen and who organized it. I enjoyed it immensely, got to meet a lot of people, and I would just like to say to each one of you, be sure that you know if you are ready to meet God if He comes back. I have been greatly challenged by many things that God has shown me in my life where I can improve, so I just want to go home now and take these things that God has shown me and to go forth and be a servant for Him and know that I am ready when He comes back. And I would just like to say to all of you, be sure that you know that if Jesus comes back within the next day, if you will go to spend heaven with Him or spend eternity in hell. And I would just like to give also a special thanks to the speakers that gave their time to speak, to bring the truth to us. I was greatly blessed. God bless you.
I'm Dr. Henderson from Cortland, Virginia. And I'm 19. Yeah, I'm only 19 and not a lot of young, but I was a lot older. But this is my third year, and I really appreciate everything that was said. I want to say amen to all the messages, and thank you to Brother Mark for all he's done, and also to the principals and the Gucks for all they did. Thank you.
So one thing God spoke to me about this week was how I need to honor my parents more, or my mom specifically. I said to my prayer group, my parents, but I meant my mom. Sorry for not being quite honest. And also, I really appreciated the man who went through how to give the gospel. That's something that I want to do more. And also, it's really a blessing to be around all you girls this week. So many people who love the Lord.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. My name is Nathan Smith. I'm from Kelowna, Iowa. And I just wanted to share today. I came into the week knowing that there were some things in my life that I needed to work on, but not exactly wanting to do that. But Monday morning, Mark Miller had a message on relating to our authorities in a proper way. And I realized that I was holding a lot of bitterness against my dad. It was something I needed to take care of. Then Monday evening, Stanley Fox spoke on one thing. He made a comment throughout his message different times about the rich young ruler and one thing thou lackest. And I realized that that one thing that I lacked in heaven might not have been the only thing, but that was the main thing that lacked in my life. And I needed to get that one thing cleared up because hell was not worth that one thing. So that night I cleared that up. And so going through the week, I was able to go through the week with a lot more of a free, clear heart. And in going home, I would like to endeavor to build and maintain that relationship. And I just ask that all you could remember me in prayer if you think about it. And also thank you to all those who made this week possible. It has been a great blessing in my life. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Charity Villeneuve, and I'm from Ontario, Canada. And I guess I can be honest, this is really scary for me because I don't really like this kind of thing, but I felt like God wanted me to do it, so I'm doing it only for Him. This past week has been a rich blessing for me. I feel like I didn't know what to expect when I came here. It was my first year, and I guess I just came because I felt God wanted me to come. And I've been really blessed just by, I really felt like God had a lot to teach me this week. And I think the main thing that I feel like God has told me is, so you can try the most you can to outreach and do all those things, but if your heart's not right with God and if you don't have a connection with Him, all those things will mean nothing. So I feel like I want to go back home and just have a really good connection with God. And I also want to say a huge thank you to all those who spoke. I know it's not a little thing. People just think, you know, you go to Bible school and you just have messages. But it is a lot for those who are preparing the messages. My dad preaches a lot, so I know how it is. And so I want to say a huge thank you for all the preachers and the matrons and the principals for all your work that you've done. God is going to bless you all so much in heaven. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Abe Ball. I'm from Southern Ontario, Canada, and I'd like to start out by saying Matthew 18, verse 9, "And if thine eye offendeth thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes and to be cast into hellfire." That verse really hit me this week as I had a past of indulging in bad things, and it was great that I could share my testimony with my youth, with my young men's prayer group. I connected with a lot of them, and I had such a great time. This is my very first time coming to a Bible school like this. My friends in the past had went, and I always made excuses and tried to blame them by saying, oh, you reminded me too late, but deep in my heart, I was scared of coming here because I was scared of change. I was scared of finding what was really inside my heart. And when I came here, I had already begun my dedication to the Lord, and it was just such a blessing to come here. And I'd like to thank all of the speakers who were speaking here this week and for the young men who shared today. They definitely had a lot to say, and there was quite a bit of what was said this week that really struck my heart and that I wrote down in my notebook, and I came up, I was getting ready to come up here, and it just all went blank. So I just prayed, you know, God, you use me. And just an encouragement to whoever's listening to Stanley Fox's CDs, you missed out, because on the CDs it'll just sound like he's yelling, but when he's up here you could really see the emotion he was putting in there and all the movements, and that really helps. So thank you everybody who helped bring this together. Thanks for having me.
My name is Melody Dyke. I'm from Southern Ontario, Canada also. One thing that really became more real to me this week was the aspect of sin. Often when we think of sin, we think of big things, and Clinton Wolf made it very clear that, yeah, just something like not loving God with all our heart is a sin, and how very, it's very real. And the picture of how do I break the circle really stood up to me. The difference between continued victory and continued defeat is the difference between confessing or hiding our sin. And that really stood out to me. I want to be someone that will confess and forsake and walk in victory and continue to walk in victory. And I know that God will give us the grace. There were so many things that stood out to me this week. The aspect of relationships, really, I know that's something I really need to work on. And, I really enjoyed our prayer group. We had a really sweet time of connecting, and I want to thank all of you girls that were in there. Just everyone that put a part into this, and may God be glorified by all of our lives as we go home and strive to put to practice what we have heard.
My name is Ian McLean. I'm from Alaska. This is my first year in Bible school. And, kind of a personal testimony. When I was 7 years old, I became a believer, repented of my sins. It's been a learning curve ever since then. I'm 18 now. And when I was 10 years old, I started reading things about the kingdom of God and about missionaries and evangelizing, how to be a real believer, how to spread the gospel and the truth. And I was always asking God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live my life? And some of the messages were about solidifying a direction in your youth, and that we heard this week. Some other messages were about our actions towards our authority, the way we view them, the way we respond to them. And after reading some books and listening to people here giving testimonies and hearing people and talking to different people, I realized that there's a lot more than just wanting to go overseas and do missionary work. I know that it still feels like it's a burden on my heart, but as we were told by one of the speakers, the best way to do it is start with where you live. Start where you are. And I'm going to make that one of my goals as I go home. Another one of the things that stood out to me is to not be ashamed for the gospel. And that is part of what has hindered my witness around where we live, is I was afraid of what might happen. And that's going to be a good challenge. And then with my family, when I go home, I'm going to do my best to strengthen our relationship. I know that with my siblings, it's been fairly well. And along with my parents, I'm glad for all that my parents have done and tried to do to teach me. And I intend to strengthen the relationship, a little bit of one I have, and make it even better than it already is, because I'm pretty certain that's possible. Thank you all for all your contributions here. I really enjoyed getting to know all of you, and I hope that I will be able to do this again next year, if that's what the Lord wills. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Weaver. I'm from Beijing, China, and I want to start by thanking everyone who made this Bible school possible. So, thank you. I wanted to share a verse from Psalms 91, verse 2. It says, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust." And that verse just really stood out to me, because going to China and wherever we go, we just need to trust the Lord, because He's watching us, and we just really need to put our lives in His hands.
So I want to just say to all the students here that trust the Lord, because I definitely will be trying my best as I go to China. Thank you very much, and God bless.
My name's Sam Gleck, and I'm from Carthage, New York. I want to thank the Lord for his goodness this week. I came to Bible school praying that the Lord would work in me what he knows that I need, and I feel like he's really spoke to me this week with Mark's message about relationship to parents. Definitely was convicting to me, and I would like to purpose to go home and have a better relationship with my dad and honor him. And also Stanley Fox's message about purity, I really appreciated that, and really the way he put in perspective how God looks at sin and how evil it is. I would also like to thank everybody that made the Bible school possible, and thank you especially to the cooks. I really enjoyed your food. That's all I have. Thank you.
Hey, so I'm Bethany Hiller, and I'm from Ontario, Canada. And it's my first time here, but I was just very blessed by just the way each person was challenging me to just have a deeper relationship with God, and just that I would be acceptable in His sight and not compare myself to others and what they expect of me. Sometimes I find it easy to compare to myself, like with other Christians, and God only wants us to compare what we have in the Bible, and just that I would be working on things that would be for His standard. And I was just very blessed, and I'm very encouraged to go on a deeper level with God. And just, I just think it's amazing being able to understand God's will and just the potential that we can have in Christ, because not because of the good homes we're from or the good church we're from, but who we serve, and just how the more we surrender our lives to Him, the more we're able to be used by Him. And there's just no end to how much He can use us if we surrender. So I just have been very blessed, and I just want to thank each one of you for the part that you've done in making this happen, and just for letting God work in you. Thank you.
My name is Daniel Probert, and I'm from Northern Idaho, and I just want to say I've been very blessed this week by the teaching and the encouragements that I've got from the youth here and from the leaders, and I want to thank everybody that made this Bible school possible, and the principals and the cooks and the matrons even, and I guess there's been a couple things speaking to me that spoke to me this week, and one is been shared a lot already, but it's how we need to have a good relationship with our parents. And I guess I've not had a right relationship with my dad, at least not to where I could, and I was really struck by that. And I want to, as Mark Miller said, turn my heart towards my dad. And so, yeah, that's one thing. And then the other thing is I really have been convicted about not speaking out and sharing what God has done for us. And this week at Bible school has been very inspiring, and yet and I want to go home and tell people that are lost about God and about what He can do for us. And I believe it was more, I don't know exactly what speakers talked about it, but it was, I was convicted about not, that I had kind of hid my light under a bushel and not spoke out for what God has done for me, and how glorious our salvation we have. And so I want to go home and speak out for Christ, and that way we can grow His kingdom. And, yeah. Thank you to all who made this Bible school possible.
My name is Susie Clausen, and I'm from Ontario, Canada. I just can't thank God enough that He allowed me to be here this week, that they accepted me. I was very inspired this week and refreshed and reminded again of God's faithfulness. He has been so very good. This last year, He has done a lot of wonderful things for me in my life, taught me some good life lessons as well. But I felt like I kind of started just depending on my own strength to do some things, and it never works. So I just to be here and to be reminded again that we can't do anything without God's strength. And I want to go home and I want to exercise myself in the Word and memorize more of it, hide it in my heart, and be ready to give an answer to any man that ever asks me the faith that is in me, or to speak up for Jesus when the opportunity arises. That was another thing that I have regrets for when I think of this, of my life, of my Christian life, where I had the opportunity and I allowed fear to control me, and exercising myself in the Word, I have faith that God will help me with that. And yeah, there's so much that spoke to me this week, but I know that I can be a victor in Jesus if I stay in His Word and walk in His ways and obey it. So I just want to bless everyone who was a blessing to me this week and for this Bible school. Thank you.
My name is Jariah Wirtz, and I'm from East Earl. And I really didn't want to come up here, but I was making excuses, and I told God that if He wanted me to come up here, He would show me a verse. And so I opened my Bible, and guess where it flipped? Matthew 2:9. When they had heard the king, they departed. And so here I am. But that's not the end of the verse. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And that young child was Jesus. And I want to be His follower and serve Him with everything I have. Thank you for everyone who made this Bible school possible. It was a real encouragement. And I pray that God would be the center of your life as He helped me also.
Colossians chapter 2 says this: As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him. I've met people that don't need God, they say. But as Christians, we know how much we need Him. Not once, but twice. Many times. Not every year, but every day. Maybe every minute. I like the verse that somebody shared already. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
I am Jaleesa Henderson, and I am from Cortland, Virginia. I was not at all sure I wanted to come up here. I didn't want to. But I was thinking of reasons why to and why not to. And the verse came to mind that I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness. And so I got up. I was much encouraged by Brother Clinton's messages on the way of, a way of escape. And I want to testify that it is true. There is always a way of escape when we are tempted. The temptation itself is not sin. It's how you respond to it. And one way I have found very helpful to respond to temptation is to fill my mind with scripture and to pray, to just keep staying in the word, keep praying to God. And there is deliverance. There is victory. And I also want to ask for your prayers that I would go home and be a witness where God has me at home and whenever I am given an opportunity to testify for God. He is good. He has brought us this far and he will lead us onward. I pray that we would all go home and be faithful to the things he has laid on our hearts. Thank you for everyone who participated to help us have this time of refreshing. Those who were in prayer group and encouraged and prayed for me, I really appreciate that. God bless you all.
My name is Arlen Beiler. I'm from around here. I wasn't planning to get up and share, but I felt like God wanted me to share this at least. Now, that doesn't automatically mean it's going to apply to you. I'm not God. And I know you all know that, but sometimes I find myself needing to be reminded of that. So this is something I wrote down during the week because I think out loud and I think when I write down on paper, and I think this was like the second time I wrote it down, but it was something that I was thinking about, and yeah, I was still haven't completely thought about it. I want to come back to it later and think about it more, but I'll just read it here. Am I willing to forgive myself for what I've done wrong? Am I willing to acknowledge that I was responsible to not do it? Am I willing to humble myself and accept mercy? Am I willing to accept the implications of forgiveness? Am I willing to accept the truth? Am I willing to forgive myself for what I've done wrong? If I blame someone else, I am accusing them of sinning against me, so I can then choose to forgive them. If I blame myself, I am accusing me of sinning against myself, so I can choose to forgive myself. And I know there's a humanistic kind of version of that that's not what I'm referring to. Paul says in Galatians 3, verse 2, this only would I learn of you. Sorry, it's kind of the middle of his thought, but I think you know, I think you're familiar with the context probably. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And of course, we all know what Romans says. It's the hearing of faith, not the works of the law. Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? And a little bit more that I wrote down. If I have repented, then God has forgiven me and is cleansing me. I must think God's thoughts about myself, not the thoughts I am tempted to think by the one who is called the accuser of the brethren. And this is something that I've had to learn what this means in my own life, what it means to accept God's forgiveness and accept God's truth. And I'm reminded of the, or it reminded me of the, like the same concept when he shared about the boy who ran away during instruction class, or when he was preparing for it, and he just couldn't get victory. And his father said, okay, we're going to deal with it every evening, pray about it, and then we leave it with God and we move on. And so that kind of reminded me of the same thing. So God bless you all, and thank you to everyone who made this week possible.
So yeah, I wasn't planning on coming up here, but here I am. So my name is Grace Allman, and I'm from Elverson, PA. And God has just really blessed me this week. He has shown me things in my life that I need to work on and change. And I definitely want to go home and just live out what I've heard this week. And I also want to thank everybody that was a part in helping with this Bible school. Y'all did an amazing job. Thank you.
Hello, y'all. I'm John Troyer from Holmes County, Ohio. And I just wanted to share with you a verse from Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were, before God saved us, we were dead, and He has breathed life into us. He has enlivened us. And so this week I've been really blessed and have received a lot of encouragement from the messages, especially probably Brother Mark's message, which is about having a direction in a purpose for our life. And I was encouraged to especially take time for God, specifically for God, every day, and make that a priority in my life. I just want to bless you with that. Thank you.
So my name is Sarah Augusto, and I'm from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. And yeah, I wasn't really planning on this either, but yeah, this week has been really good, really challenging. My prayer coming into this week was, God, just show yourself to me in a real way, and He has definitely done that. Stanley's message, I think Tuesday night, was just really convicting. Yeah, God just showed me that I was harboring anger towards someone, and yeah, I thought I had given it up, but you know, that kept on surfacing. So I was able to pray and give that up, and after that I felt like God really helped me to be able to open up to people around. So yeah, and also Mark Miller's the questions he gave us to take home to ask our parents and our pastors. That was really challenging to me, but yeah, I want to do that because I want to be open to God and to the people around me. And yeah, so I also want to say thank you to principals and the matrons and everyone who, poured out into this Bible school. And God bless you.
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Daniel. I'm from California. I've been here 2 years ago in Bible school, and I've learned a lot. Had victory over some of my sins, had defeat in other sins, and yet today I came over here after one of the sermons, and had victory over the other sins that I had. I would like to read a passage from Psalm for those who did come out and get rid of the burden they had on their heart. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. Blessed is the man that meditates day and night. I would like for you two guys, brothers and sisters, to think about this. If you guys have maybe temptations, go into the Bible, meditate, pray, and you will have victory. For those who didn't come out, I mean, I came out here to sing and my heart was pounding, I don't know, 1,000 beats per minute. I don't know how much, I'm exaggerating, but I'm glad that my heart is beating because I'm alive. And I'm going to praise his name while my heart is still beating. But that heart ain't going to beat for long. We got to live like this is the last day. Think about that. God bless you all. And also, thank you for the preachers that were here saying the sermons and for the cooks because the meals were really good. I love food. All right. God bless you all.
If this is something that gets me out of my comfort zone, this is for sure it. I was very blessed this year at Bible school. I felt like this year was a little bit different than the other 2 years, but seemed like I couldn't be quite myself and be open with everybody or like just talking with everyone. But I felt like it was a year that I was supposed to be quiet and listen to what God was saying. And I was very encouraged this year at Bible school. And I want to encourage everybody else to go home and not be ashamed for what we have been taught and to bring it out. And although we may not have it all together, but with Jesus Christ, we have it all. Thank you.
Hello, my name's David Schofield. As most some other youth had mentioned, they didn't want to come up here. I wasn't planning on coming up here. But the Lord has definitely done a work in my life here at Bible school. Oh, yes, I might as well say it. I'm from Oregon. So what stuck out to me in Bible school this year is how I have struggled to honor my dad. And I found that it's turned up some very deep things in my heart. And so I wanted to make it sort of a confession time for me about what the Lord has been convicting me about. The one thing by which I didn't honor my dad I was convicted of was just kind of wrestling with this sort of advice that he was giving me, whereas the Holy Spirit was telling me this is one time you could just totally like say you're right, Dad, I'll do that. But I wanted to wrestle it, and I wanted to tell him that I was not honoring him when I would not obey the Holy Spirit telling me just agree. And the second time we were having a prayer meeting with our family. It was a family prayer meeting. And I wouldn't pray because... So I was not willing to pray, and my family noticed that. And my dad began to talk to me. So why are you not praying? And I quoted that scripture, "We regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us." And so he challenged me based on that. "David, if you have any sin, I believe it's the Lord's will for you to confess it to all of us here." And my mom agreed, "Yes, you should do that." But I would not. And began to say some other things like, "If you know it's a commandment that you're breaking, then which commandment is that?" And I kind of didn't know which commandment it was. So I said, "I don't know," basically. But the point there is I do regret having kept that secret sin, and it rotted me.
Okay, thank you to all who have shared. It's been a great blessing to us, and I trust that you have also been blessed.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.